T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Right to it with Glenn Lungarini, Executive Director with CIAC. A lot of topics to talk about. Glenn, Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. Great to be on with you guys.
Yeah, we always enjoy having you on in this. You know, obviously, I mean, high school sports, I find it so important across the board for many, many reasons. You know, I coach JV hockey this winter, and I'm having a great time. And obviously, you know, I have kids who play sports, and I'm very focused on it. So it's important to me as well. You know, masking is so hard in these basketball and hockey are like the big winter sports, right? And how's it going?
It is certainly a challenge. You know, I think that we're across the board, I think a lot of people are, you know, kind of fatigued with everything that is, you know, been going on with COVID. We were doing so well in the fall. And you know, these recent variants have, you know, have certainly challenged us. But, you know, I give a lot of credit to our athletic directors, our officials, and our administrators. Since we've come back after the winter recess here, you know, we've really kind of stepped things up. We've seen improvements in this. We still have a little ways to go. But on the other hand as well, you know, listen, hopefully the metrics keep going down and we can get back to where we were in the fall. And, you know, maybe soon we'll be at a place that that strategy isn't necessary.
You know, Glenn, how do you feel? I mean, I feel like socially, I feel like my kids are all like 2 years behind. You know what I mean? I just feel like everyone's lost 2 years. Like, how is it for the, how do you view it for these kids?
Yeah, you know, from a an education standpoint, you know, the impact that COVID has had nationally has, you know, definitely been something that has been challenging, has presented, you know, all of our kids with some adversity. And, you know, but with that, again, everybody has experienced the same thing. So, you know, I think we have a lot of support here in Connecticut for our kids. You know, we're getting through this pretty well, I think, comparatively to a lot of other states. And, you know, so we're putting kids in good positions, both academically and in extracurricular activities, to continue to succeed. We've maintained in-person instruction throughout these challenges. So, you know, I think Connecticut and our State Department of Education has done a great job to this point.
Yeah, I just, I mean, I don't think there's any way, I mean, it's hard to criticize. When there was a point where no one knew what to do, I wonder what the long-term impact is on a lot of these kids. And I mean, there's no way to know. Do you assume that in the spring when we get outside that the kids will be able to play free and easy, or does it really depend on the numbers? Because we know that outside is so much safer.
It does make a difference, the indoors and outdoors, from what we've seen, you know, in terms of transmission. I think certainly the time of year as well. I mean, listen, the winter is always flu season, right? We see viruses thrive a little bit more in the winter seasons as well. So, you know, we do anticipate that the spring will be much more similar to the fall. Again, we're hoping that the numbers rebound and we get there even a little bit sooner. You know, we've had some sports in the winter for safety reasons where we haven't been wearing masks, like gymnastics and swimming. But even wrestling, you know, and when we look at the number of postponements, the number of kids across sports who have tested positive, you know, we've seen that some of these variants, you know, just didn't have any limitations. But we're not seeing anything jump off the board data-wise to say one sport is any, you know, more at risk than another.
So you anticipate, you know, the baseball players and lacrosse players will be mask-free, hopefully, in the spring?
I do. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we maintain in the activities around the sport, you know, when you're on the bus, if you're in the, you know, potentially in the dugout, similar to what we did last year. Again, most of the research around this has shown Even in at times when you have high community transmission, you can play safely regardless of vaccination status with your kids as long as you implement some mitigating strategies around the sport. So it's being cautious in those, team dinners and, on the buses, in the locker rooms. Those are the areas that I think we have to, still be a little bit cautious as we proceed.
We're talking with Glenn Lungarini, Executive Director with CIAC here. I'm Brian and Company, Brian Shackman here with you. You know, we talked a lot. You know that everyone talked about it when Sacred Heart beat Lyman Hall in girls basketball 92-4. Before I editorialize myself, what were your thoughts on that event and the news and the reaction from it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think in the moment it certainly could have been handled a little bit better by the adults in that situation. But the response after the two schools getting together, the work by the administrators, the athletic departments, and the coaches, I think they did a great job in coming together and addressing what the concerns were. If every day and every week there's another sportsmanship, conversation that can be had, that's why we have the Class Act program and sportsmanship protocols. We have many more examples of good sportsmanship throughout our events than we do areas that we need to address. So, it was a mistake. It was addressed, and I think we're all ready to move on.
So, the assumption across the board then is that it was a mistake to do that. I mean, I guess that's what I was curious about, your take on whether competition's competition and, the other team's got to get better, some people say, or you just got to understand that, it's cruel when you know you're that exponentially better.
Yeah, I think, throughout athletics and, I've been fortunate to play and coach through the collegiate level. And, there's times that you can continue to play hard when you are overmatching a team. By working on various skills, working on different elements of the game where, your kids continue to work hard, but you don't run up the score. And, you get other kids in the game, you work other players off the bench. You could play a hard zone defense without pressing, full court when you're up significantly. So there's ways to manage, those situations. And, again, that's it. This is education-based athletics.
Right.
Nobody's getting, getting paid for this. We're not, winning, we're not the University of Georgia where, your football champion's going to, take home, $2 million for winning. That's not what high school sports is about. So, yeah. We try to teach that. And again, I think it was addressed appropriately. Yeah. And, and since moving on from that, I think everything's been handled well.
Yeah, and I think they play again next week. Glenn, it's great to have you on. Obviously, so many topics. We didn't get to a bunch of other stuff. And just good luck with the rest of the winter season, and we'll catch up with you in the spring.
Thanks, Brian. Take care.
All right. Glenn Lungarini, Executive Director with CIAC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.